In Shiro, we are joined by Thulani Velebhai, who is a child right and a positive parenting regional trainer at Sonke Gender Justice. Alanda, take it away.
Okay, thank you. Sonke Gender Justice envisions a world in which men, women, and children can enjoy equitable, healthy, and happy relationships that contribute to the development of just and democratic society. Sonke Justice works across Africa to strengthen government and society and citizen capacity to promote gender equality, prevent domestic and sexual violence, and reduce the speed and impact of HIV and AIDS. In studio, we have Thulani Velebhai, who will speak more about Sonke's briefly of free sanitary pads for young women, internal and future campaigns to help provide young women with free sanitary pads. Welcome, Thulani.
Thank you so much, Alande. Let me greet the listeners of Red Cross radio station and also the staff that I'm with and the presenter. Thank you for inviting us.
Okay. Can you tell me more about yourself?
Thulani Velebhai is my name. I've been working for Sonke for 6 years now, doing advocacy work on human rights. Sonke is a gender transformation organization that is working women, men, boys and girls and children to promote equal rights for all, and also including the marginalized groups like LGBTIQA+. We want to make sure that everyone is free and enjoying free rights, and also doing advocacy work on issues around gender violence prevention in South Africa and internationally.
Okay. What does Sonke Gender Justice support and plead for free sanitary pads for young women?
Yeah, as we remember, colleagues from Red Cross Radio, there are so many calls around South Africa, even in Africa, that says that we need to support the young girls that are reaching the stage when they start menstruating. There is a research-based evidence that shows that girls are defaulting classes when they are on menstruation, and some others that are replacing the pads, something if they don't have money to go and buy, they're using a cloth and put in the sand and wrap it and put and replace it as a pad. Others, they're using the cloth. They pack it to be heavy and then they replace it as a cloth. If you go to one of the countries in South Africa, in Malawi, for instance, when the woman is going to on menstruation, they dig a hole outside the yard. The woman will be there until she finishes all the days for menstruation. And there's also an issues of stigma attached to menstruation. So Sonke is trying to end those kind of wrong beliefs around menstruation so that you know that girls have got free access to pads, sanitary pads. For instance, if we are saying free condoms, to Sonke it means free condoms means free sanitary pads for the girls.
Okay. I believe you have an internal campaign where you collect sanitary pads and send them to school. Please tell the listeners more about that.
Thank you for the question. Yes, of course, we do have that kind of a project. The project is called My Periods is Awesome, which is we are trying to, as an organization, we ask our staff to say, what is it that we can do for those who don't have access to pads? So we said, staff members, could you please contribute pads so that we can go take the pads and donate it to the schools, especially the schools where we see that the young girls have got less access to the sanitary pads. But also, Sonke is having strong engagement with boys so that boys could stop teasing about menstruation. They know that if my sister is menstruating, what does it mean to me as the brother to my sister? How can I support her? For instance, I remember one day I was at ShopRite queuing there. Then my wife called me to say, could you please buy for me sanitary pads? When I was having the pads on my, new pads on my hand, people were just asking if maybe I've been given umuthi, like I'm being controlled by my wife, I mean, to touch the pads. So it's still a taboo to men to touch the new pads. So those are the things that we're trying to bring into attention to men and boys to say, there's nothing wrong to buy pads for your partner or for your children if you're a father. Let us support our girls. And boys, stop teasing about it. Let's make sure that we really support each other, because some other girls, they don't even go to school. They default classes because they're on menstruation. They don't have access to pets.
How has this been received in the school or community where you distribute the health products?
Yes, of course, there were a very good positive response from the schools that we work with here in Klipfontein. We worked with so many schools, and we go to the school and brought in the pads. I have the pack. Actually, I brought a pack. We are working with an organization in KZN, this organization called Subs Pets. They are the one who invented the reusable sanitary pads that last for 5 years. I will show you here at the studio.
Okay. You're also organizing a different campaign for free sanitary pads. Please elaborate more to that.
Yes, this campaign is called My Period is Awesome. This is an international campaign that is happening in South Africa and also in East and Southern Africa. We did a lot of work in Namibia, Uganda, and we are going to do a work now here in South Africa, Western Cape and Eastern Cape. We want to make sure that really girls, they do have access to the pets. And I don't want to lie to you, the positive response that we're getting from the communities is awesome. As My Period is Awesome.
Okay, this is not the first time I've heard of organizations asking for sanitary pads to be free. Why do you think the government has not implemented this yet?
Yeah, it's a challenge because I remember the former president of South Africa, Mr. Jacob Zuma, said that the government or the departments has to make sure that the pads are accessible to young girls. But it's not yet started. And we are challenging the government. Like one of the approach that we're using, government, we acknowledge that condoms are free. Why pets cannot be free? And we're encouraging the families, when it comes to doing the grocery for the family, let the pets to be on the list of the grocery. It cannot be a separate entity. It must be inclusive in the grocery so that we can normalize that pets are part of the toiletries in our families.
How can the general public get involved with your initiatives?
Anyone who would like to donate pets, you are welcome to call Songa Gender Justice at 021-423-7088. You ask for Tulani, and then I will conduct and then take it from there. But also, we're working with a Swedish country to promote the reusable sanitary pads. Sometimes it comes in cups, but I'm having right with me. This one are coming from this partner organization that I'm working with in KZN, the Subs Pads. It comes with a panty and also with a pad. So you just put it in like this. I'm sorry, the listeners could not see what I'm doing in the studio, but I think people are taking the video. So just do it like this. This one is, we tested it from the girls in the schools that we've worked with. They are saying it's comfortable and it lasts for about 5 hours with you, even to 7 hours. So it means if you have got two of these when you're going to school, it means you are covered. When you're done using it, you take this plastic and just put it, the used one, and then you just put it in, and then you put it in your bag. When you're at home, you just wash it and put it on the line to dry it so that you can reuse it. So it just fits like this in a girl when the girl is wearing it. And I will leave it to you, Alande, so that you can test it. Then please bring back the feedback about it.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to say?
I would like to urge all South Africans to say that let's support the young girls who don't have access to pets, to make sure that even the teachers, the class teachers, we had in one of the schools a situation whereby a male class teacher was approached by the girl saying that, sorry, sir, I am on my periods. And then the class teacher, a male class teacher, said, no, that has nothing to do with me. Go away from me. Go to a female teacher. Those are the things that we want to address from the male figure to say, it's not a taboo. It's not a bad thing to talk about pets. It's not a bad thing to support the girls in school as a male class teacher to say, here are the pets. Please help yourself. We want to make sure that we are working with this collectively. To all South Africans, condoms are free. Why not? The sanitary pets cannot be free. Please call us and let us access them at any time, anyway. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Velepai, and we really like you to come again to the studio.
Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting us.